Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Zebra Laura Rosenberg, good morning on Thursday morning. It is already Pi Day, they say. 314.
You know, is that what they call that?
That's what say, you know, it's one of them calendar days, one of those.
Yeah.
It's Pi Day along with crowdfunding day, celebrate Scientist Day, Genius Day, International Ask a Question Day, and National Potato Chip Day.
National Potato Chip Day.
The fact that somebody spends time to write all these down every single day is pretty remarkable.
It's just crazy. So you know what time it is or what day it is.
Is that what it is?
I heard them talking about Pi Day, but I thought they were talking about, you know,
eating a pie.
Blueberry, apple.
They're talking about 3.14444444444444444444.
Yeah, they didn't say that after they said it. It was a tease, so maybe, you know.
Maybe they were trying to get you.
Yeah, because I was like, what kind of pie? Cherry pie?
Good question. These are the questions. And that's why it's International Ask a Question Day, Sean, because you should have asked that question before you assumed that it was like apple pie.
You're right.
Or so what lemon meringue.
What do you do on 3.14 day?
I think it's kind of like May the 4th. It's just something to talk about.
Got you.
You know how they'd be like, oh, it's Star Wars, you know, all the Star Wars folks on 5-4 before Cinco de Mayo, or like it's May the 4th be with you.
Right.
It's just something to goof.
This sounds cool.
It's just a goof, man. People just want to do goofy stuff to put a smile on their face. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
I get it.
We got Ebony on the line. Ebony, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Ebony.
Good morning, everyone.
Ebony, how you feel about them, the House passing a bill to ban TikTok? They've been working on this for like 4 years and finally passed the House. How you feel?
It'll never happen.
Never. You say never.
Nah.
Senate's not going to go for it.
Nope.
You don't see it.
Ben, I'm surprised it went this far.
To pass the House?
Yeah, basically, so am I.
You're surprised it passed a Republican-controlled House?
I mean, I just didn't think it would actually take action on it.
You didn't think that they would actually prioritize TikTok over,
yes,
I don't know,
or so many
health
other
benefits.
Things.
More important things.
Yeah, people,
you know what I mean?
Ben, how you feel? Ben, how you feel?
I do not TikTok, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I have a TikTok page. It's mostly like my Apple Music show. I just posted a TikTok the other day only to complain about, I think, that it's stupid that they want to ban TikTok. So I went on TikTok to do that. But I don't really actively use TikTok. But here's the thing that I find the most interesting about the whole conversation. There's concern that China, right, that was the original kind of spark for this, has access to our behavior, our data, our you know, ability to, you know, push content in front of the youth and ourselves to shape our minds, if you will, right?
That's right.
And because it's China, that's the fear.
Right.
However, if you're really interested in, you know, hacking in, if you will, to the minds and the perceptions of American society, our behavior and data is for sale on so many other apps.
I've been saying the same thing, so I don't understand.
The Chinese government also owns seaports. They own the seaport in Miami. They own the seaport in Long Beach. They own the seaport in L.A. They own the seaport in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I think Houston also. So
but that's not corrupting the mind of the children.
Yeah, but it's literally bringing products into the country. Oh, and oh, by the way, how many corporations actually do business with China?
Yep.
And how? And y'all know we owe China trillions of dollars.
Right.
So, which is why I call BS on it. But, you know.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more later on.
It's a politicized stunt, but yeah, it'll come back up. Ebony, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Styles?
I'm going to go with you.
All right.
Wow, okay.
She was her. I think I won Ebony. Yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, 60 seconds Ebony. On the clock. Shawnee's got the question.
I got the
question.
Let's play Laura Never Loses. Go.
Yeah.
Which comedian recently
Brown?
Laura.
Which comedian? A comedian.
So much comedian stuff. Could be Tony, could be Kevin Hart, could
maybe
be.
Maybe it's the Oscar. Jimmy Kimmel.
Wow. How'd you get that? Okay. Hosted the Oscars for the fourth time. What disease was commonly spread on pirate ships?
Ebro. Scurvy.
Scurvy dog.
Tie game, which rapper recently responded to Ebro?
Drake responded to Kanye West.
Well, by posting 50 Cent's meme. That's crazy. How many teeth does an adult woman, Ebro?
He said woman? I don't know if he said woman.
I said Laura.
Said Ebro.
Who's answering? Because I thought it was Ebro's turn to answer.
Did I say Ebro guy?
Whoa, okay. That was crazy.
I 28. Thought I said Laura. 28. All right, so Ebro got that. I thought I said Laura. Sorry. What year was the United Nations?
No. Let me get a chance to answer. Did he get it right?
2018.
Oh, he's incorrect.
Okay, sorry. Can I try?
Sonny, what's wrong with you?
I'm bugging. Sorry.
I know.
Yo, that was wild.
Because I'm like, I think I know the answer to this.
It's 32 then.
Yes, yeah, it's 32. Yeah.
So you got that. Boom. All right, tie game.
That was wild. Yo, it was wild.
I don't know.
What's happening?
I don't know. That's my fault. Brain fire.
Whoa. It was like he was having a, what is that called? An aneurysm or something.
Yeah, I had like tunnel vision.
You was having a stroke?
What was it? Wait,
I think I was like, I was driving more than I was listening.
Okay.
Like I was just going. I was just going. Read it.
You say Ebro, then I had. Then he said, I said Laura.
Yeah,
then
I gave the wrong answer,
but he moved on to the next person.
Luckily, it is a tie game, and right now it's anybody's game.
Okay,
so we can make up. It's like we're starting from zero.
Okay.
All right. What city is known as the Eternal City?
Ebro.
Ebro.
I don't know this.
The Eternal City.
Two. Eternal.
One.
Shanghai, China.
That sounds correct, but it isn't.
Eternal just sounds so.
Right.
I don't know. Tokyo?
The Eternal City. That would be incorrect.
Rome?
Rome is the Eternal City.
How about this? For Rome and being the Eternal City.
It doesn't feel eternal, right? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which planet has the most moons?
Ebro.
Ebro.
I think I know.
Three.
Jupiter.
Incorrect.
Laura's been out of space.
I think, it's between two.
Three.
Is it Venus?
Two. Incorrect.
Ooh, what is it?
That would be Saturn.
Saturn has rings. How do they have moons and rings?
See, look, we're playing the game all over again.
Saturn got too much going on, man. They can't have moons and rings. How they got moons and rings, man?
I feel like it was overly accessorized, too. I was like, moons and rings? That's
Saturn,
a lot.
Saturn is cracking.
It's like, calm down, Saturn. You're so extra.
Okay.
Which sports car company makes the 9?
Ebro. Porsche.
1-1. Ebro wins.
No, it's 9-11, bro. It's not 9-11.
I know, but you know, hey.
Charlie, you're saying a lot of crazy things this morning. A lot of crazy things happen, bro.
Rosenberg, I said 9-1-1 on purpose. Shawnee's out of control this morning.
Yo, we got to watch. Shawnee's either having a stroke or he needs to go take a nap. Something. Yeah. Or both.
I mean, a nap is always good.
But there's crazy things happening.
I said 9-1-1 on purpose. I was told y'all lost.
But I already got the answer right. That makes no sense. Yo, Ebony, you got it right. You get the tickets. You got the tickets, man.
You got the tickets.
Why would you go to stroke? It's crazy.
Well, because normally when people are having a stroke, they're like, their brain starts to, you know, go haywire a little bit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like things start working, your speech starts getting messed up, you start saying crazy things. Like after I said the Eternal City, you made some weird sound effect that sounded partially racist, and I was like, yo, that what was that?
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't.
It could also be lack of sleep.
Yeah, you know, the clocks went up. You know what I mean?
It was, you were very
LLJ.
Yeah, a little bit. Definitely a little bit.
Yo, Ebony, can I say thank you to Ebony, or are you never going to turn it back on? There you go, Ebony. Thank you.
Can I shout out my school where I work?
Yes, please shout out your Stowa.
Okay, I'm an art teacher at MS 328 in the Bronx.
Oh, you said school.
Bronx Academy of the Arts.
No, nice. Shout out to the Bronx, man, and the Bronx Academy of Arts. Shout out to Miss Ebony, the art teacher. You're amazing. Thanks for tuning in. Shout out to all the kids over there. Send our love, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Hey, yo, Ben.
Yep.
Ben, am I bugging or was Shawnee bugging?
It's all Shawnee. All Shawnee.
Yo, come on, Ben. Don't be like that, Ben.
We love you, Ben.
No worries.
Send our love to Hempstead, man.
All right. Strong.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stab.
All right, coming up in the flashing lights report, we will talk about it. The House passes a bill that would ban TikTok if its Chinese owners don't sell the app. Talk about it more coming up next.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. With Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
And now, Laura Stiles with the flashing lights.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
All right, so the big story is that the House passed a bill that would ban TikTok if its Chinese owners don't sell this app. So if enacted, the bill would give the company called ByteDance, which I guess it's the main owner, 6 months to divest from TikTok before it would start prohibiting access to the TikTok app in the stores.
So there's a couple things I read yesterday, which is like 60% of the investors in TikTok are actually U.S.
Hmm. So they're trying to push the owners to sell to an American company, right?
Yeah, but like, there's Chinese companies that are in America, so couldn't you just? I'm sure there's a way around that. Part two, I just think it's all a sham. This is holdover from the Trump era. You have a Republican run House, and they push this through. And I think if there are Democrats that voted for this, part of me thinks it's a part of their strategy to like activate young voters. I think there's like a young voter strategy woven in this to get people.
But wouldn't
activate.
Young people be against this?
Right, but they would then go out and activate against this. Call their senators, call their whoever. Get curate. It's going to get a lot of coverage, like it already is. So I think there's also the marketing strategy of just politics around this. Right. But
Biden passed the bill.
No,
is that what it was?
No. The House, man. The House.
It's not his thing.
Okay.
They'll bring it to him.
Yeah.
Just and when
well, it's got to pass the Senate.
When you ask people, they're like, oh, it's just the owners are suspect. No one has like a clear answer. Oh, it's a threat to our security.
Which is racist.
So I'm like,
because they're from China.
I don't know. Is it racist or xenophobic?
Well, it's xenophobic. You're right.
I don't know enough about, to be honest, the politics to know how dangerous the Chinese government could potentially be to a U.S. election. But Russia.
Well, for instance, Russia, we own, I just said this a few minutes ago, the government of China owns like five ports, five major seaports in the United States. L.A., Long Beach, Seattle, I think Houston and Miami are owned by the Chinese government. So we're not worried about that. We're not worried about the fact that we owe them trillions of dollars and there's companies owned by partial... Because remember, if you're a major company in China, the Chinese government owns part of, can own part of your company. Whether that's like an Alibaba or, you know, these real estate companies that own like the Plaza Hotel.
Do you hear when people are like, yeah, but, you know, TikTok in China, kids are watching science experiments and learning about math. I was like, yeah, well, this is the U.S. People have freedom to do whatever they want.
And so, we're dumb. So, I mean, let us do what we're going to do.
And if you're a parent, you should probably put some kind of regulations on what your child consumes.
No, you don't want to put the responsibility on parents, Laura. How dare you? You don't want parents to start parenting. Like, what are we even talking about?
Well, no, there is a world in which I suppose if you were doctoring algorithms in a way that was different for one place than another, that could be like viewed as problematic.
For sure.
But any business is going to make their algorithm respond to consumer usage. I think Americans are in denial about the stuff that we use. It happens all the time.
And how we use
like
it.
Like, if we bring it home to hip-hop, like, you know how many people are mad at the way hip-hop sounds? But if that wasn't what people were engaging in, that wouldn't be what you're hearing.
And it would be one thing if people are arguing, like, we should have the same type of regulations here. If you're under a certain age, it should only be educational stuff. No one's arguing that. They just want to ban it.
Well, and also, they're not... If they were really concerned about social media, this wouldn't just be about TikTok.
Well, there's dinner.
If this was a real social
media. Yeah, but everyone else is American.
My Reels is the same as my TikTok algorithm is fine.
How about this? Issa doesn't have TikTok. She has YouTube Shorts.
It's all the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Right. But no one's bringing
that up. Cast One wants to chime in there. Shawnee Culture, bring his mic up.
I mean, I just wish they'd be as engaged when real problems than TikTok.
No, stop.
You mean like guns? Yes.
Bro, it was like over 80% of them agreed on this, but they can't agree on women's rights. They can't agree on...
How dare you?
I should have brought that up, right?
You played. How dare you?
Shawnee, hit me with the button to turn my mic off.
That mic in that room basically sounds like it's off even when you're talking, so don't worry about it.
Terrible.
By the way, Cass not in a submarine. He's in the next room.
It's ridiculous. Is this sound any better?
No.
He's right here. I can see him.
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 7:03. A high of 70 degrees today, guys. Partly cloudy and alternate side parking is in effect.
Yeah, just ask yourself, if this is about access to our behavior as Americans and being able to access our psyche and change our perceptions, that data, the access to what we see and the data from it is on the market around the world. Meta sells their data. Alphabet, which is Google and YouTube, sells their data, sells your behavior to companies all over the world. They don't, you know, geo-target that and say, oh, if you're in China, you can't buy that. You can't market to these people. That doesn't even happen. But you're worried about an app. And I'll tell you what it really is, and this is the biggest congratulations. TikTok was one of the main platforms where people thought, they felt, that they were actually getting real news of what was going on in Gaza and in the Middle East, and it wasn't getting scrubbed like it was on Facebook and IG.
Mm.
And people are saying that that's why they want TikTok out of here now.
We don't like the, not only for that, but for the precedent that it sets for other situations.
Because we can't control the messaging.
Right.
I hear you.
It's coming. More of this coming up. And congratulations, you played yourself. Plus Ride or Die, plus Curved. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
WQHT-FM, HD1, New York, 97 minutes, commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Rosenberg and I were just covering something he did about, 18 hours ago, 20 hours ago, which was retweet a Joe Rogan clip. It was a clip of Joe Rogan talking about how he felt about voting for Biden because Biden's age. And not trusting the cabinet around Biden because, you know, he knew that when Biden got in office, it would just be a bunch of diversity.
He said a diversity sideshow.
And those people.
He said those people shouldn't be even running a McDonald's or Ben and Jerry's. Those people shouldn't even be running a Ben and Jerry's, let alone the government.
Congratulations.
Like, yeah.
You played yourself. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Y'all saw all that big Willie talk. Hop, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
If you find yourself agreeing and railing against diversity, equity, and inclusion, or inclusion and diversity, however it's termed.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
That's part one. But part two of it is this. If you find yourself thinking that because you see a group of men, women, whatever groups they represent culturally, religiously, whatever, working on a project, and you say to yourself, I don't trust that those individuals can do a great job based on their appearance.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And also,
you better shut your white mouth.
You know how many times we've seen groups of white men botch, ruin, leave in shambles things in the world? No one says it's because they were white men. Well, I have, so I say.
You know what? So then you maybe.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
But these individuals like Joe Rogan don't say that. They trust to the ends of the earth that just because these are white men that claim that they're qualified, there's not a problem here. But anytime you look at anything that has something to do with diversity, it's a problem. Or creating space for diverse ideas, diverse opinions, and people from different walks of life is a problem. Like, you are a bigot. No, that is literally what being a bigot is.
No, they always have to point it out, too. Like, if they see someone attempting to be diverse, like one of those situations where, like, you know, you see a movie or a show these days and the cast is, like, very much diverse, they have to point it out as being bad. You know, like, I'm sure they were sick at the Oscars this year seeing a heavy set black woman who they've never heard of winning. She must be undeserving. It couldn't be the fact that now people are getting opportunities to show themselves. And guess what? When they show themselves, guess what? Turns out they're also really good at what they do. Like, everybody can be capable. But instead, it gets them mad. I don't even like dignifying the conversation that Joe Rogan's having, though, because I'm not buying into this. This is y'all's new made-up narrative, is that Biden's cabinet is unqualified. Wait, but Trump's...
And that's based on looks?
Appearance? Well, Ebro, I don't know what it's based on. Because the country's doing better by nearly every single metric, except these made-up ideas and the quote, migrant problem that's being fed to people every single day.
Remember, white men are feeling some type of way. Mm. So something's wrong in society because they've never had to feel threatened in their social status.
And by the way, they still don't have to feel threatened.
No.
They're being told to feel threatened in their social status.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. They gather around in their little wussified groups and listen to MMA fighters who may have CTE and have done a bunch of steroids, and they think they have the world figured out based on their opinion of not feeling like they have the same social power. Because they're seeing more diversity. What you're actually doing, and what I've thought for a long time, is you're actually projecting how nefarious white supremacy is.
Go ahead.
Because the way you feel, just because of what you're seeing happen, is actually the way you've been acting for millennia. Because you're threatened by other individuals who you don't look like. That's what white supremacy is all about. You've made up a threat.
And it's always been a made up threat. That's the thing that's so dumb. Yo, every president in this country and a half have been white in this country. 90% of all CEOs are white. Who runs the world? Whites. It has not changed. Why are you scared? And then they have the nerve in my comments to call me a P word, a B word, because I, as a white man, as they see it,
should not be okay with this.
Right.
Meanwhile, it's like, no. I actually, it's the opposite. Why would I cry about things when I know my position's good? Even though I specifically chose to go into a world where my position actually is probably not as great as all of these bitch-ass MFers who are complaining to me. I chose to put myself in a spot where I'm in a little bit of an awkward position, but it's okay. You know why? Because to be a white person in society in America and for a second think that you're really on the defensive and you got to watch your back, that makes you the bitch. What is wrong with you? Look around everywhere. What are you crying about? You realize that if you and a person of color of the exact same economic status were to go pursue opportunities, 99% of the time, they're going to have a better worse time than you are.
Well, because of the color of their skin. And it's really about the available opportunities. Right? Like, if you even listen to my voice, right? My voice and the cadence of my voice and the texture of my voice. How many radio stations, if you went up and down the dial, would my voice even fit in on?
Right?
Would my perspective even fit in on?
I'd say one for both. When you add them up.
So it's really about available opportunities, right? There's more available opportunities to white people in this society than there is to anyone else in this society. And the power dynamic is specifically weighed towards white males. So the fact that you would gather around on a podcast and get all up in your little feelings and get your panties in a bunch is really...
Congratulations.
And Laura, the reason...
You played yourself.
The reason Ebro and I were both like, at least for me, I
was shocked.
The reason I was shocked by it is I did not post this. This is the second time in 2 weeks that I posted something sort of tangentially or directly related to race that I didn't think was a big deal. I was just like, oh, this is interesting.
I just looked up your tweet to see what you posted.
Yeah, the tweet was just like, I was like, yo, this seems really bigoted what he said. And I said, am I crazy? Misunderstanding it? Or is this just did he become a bigot? I even gave him the benefit of the doubt of not always being a bigot. I went, did he?
I didn't.
And then 1,500 Joe Brogan bros came after 1,500 comments. You would have thought I said something like incredibly incendiary. I did. Yeah, Ebro, of course, got in there and started, you know, I was just watching people laughing. I was like, you guys are like Swifties times 1,000.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this.
Teenage Goyers. It's a lot of estrogen. Yo, listen, as much steroids and testosterone as y'all pumping over there, it's a lot of estrogen pumping over there, fellas. You need to chill out.
It's not even estrogen. It's just bitch assness.
Yeah, it's true. That's two different things.
Well, listen, estrogen helps with boobs and hips, and you know what I'm saying? It helps. Laura, what you got today?
So, speaking of bitch-assness, Rosenberg and I were discussing Don Lemon. You know, he was very excited. He was going to start his new show after leaving CNN. He's like, I'm going to have my new show on X, formerly Twitter, right? So, you know, he was like, yo, I'm a big proponent for free speech, and this is it for me, right? So, his first interview is supposed to be with Elon Musk. He does the interview. Except after the interview was taped, I guess Elon wasn't feeling the questions he was asking him, and therefore his show is no longer on X.
Oh, man, damn. So wait, who's the congrats go to?
I think you got to give it to Don.
Congratulations.
Well, he played. We have audio. Let's hear what Don had to say. Nothing
to worry about. Elon Musk is mad at me, and I just put out a statement about what happened between him, me, and the interview that he is apparently so upset about. But this is going to be my first episode of the Don Lemon Show this coming Monday, March 18th, so make sure you tune in. There's a whole lot that went down, and I know, though, that many of you were not happy that I was doing this in the first place, and you told me so. I just want you to know that I did this deal because not only do I believe in free speech, but I believed that this was the best possible chance for the work that I'm doing to reach the largest amount of people. So speaking of free speech, right, I thought the first person interviewed, no-brainer, Elon Musk, the man who calls himself a free speech absolutist. Mm-hmm. Throughout our conversation, I kept reiterating to him that although it was tense at times, I thought it was good for people to see and hear our exchange and that they would learn from our conversation. But apparently, free speech absolutism doesn't apply when it comes to questions about him from people like me. What did we talk about? Why is he so upset? Does he even have a reason to be upset? Make sure you watch it on Monday on YouTube and everywhere you listen to podcasts, and you can decide for yourself.
Oh, so it's not...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Okay, there is a congrats in him getting in business with Elon Musk.
Well, he gave it to himself. Sounds like he gave it to himself.
Right, but now I'm actually thinking...
It's a work.
it's kind of a work in that he knew what he was doing because he owns the interview. So he did the interview for the X show with Elon Musk, but he's taking it with him and going to YouTube?
Well, I think that's part of the deal. I think that's even Tucker Carlson's deal.
Oh, right? You own it.
X will promote you or Twitter will promote you. Maybe, I don't know if they give funding. Maybe they have some creator fund. I don't know. But you still own it as your thing.
Or maybe it launches there first and then afterwards.
Oh, then you know what? I can't even give him congratulations. I played yourself. Because now it's going to be even bigger. Because now he takes it on his own. And he has this. Congratulations. Listen to the clip of him fighting with Elon Musk. Who's not going to want to watch this?
It's a work.
Congratulations.
Hate speech.
You played yourself.
On the platform is up. Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the great replacement theory as it relates to Democrats?
I don't have to answer these questions.
The great replacement theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that...
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So that's going to be a very interesting conversation here. And now you realize Elon just has it. I mean, I'm sorry, Don just has it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to just give him congratulations.
They're saying it was a very tense interview. A very tense interview.
And probably disclaim it as such in the beginning, like, look, I'm going to go in on you.
So. Yeah, yeah. And then he just didn't like it. Yo, Elon, and he's another one. He loves Joe Rogan. Him and Joe Rogan are like locked in on. Now that we're in the conspiracy vortex, though,
right.
We got to hit the button on Aaron Rodgers.
Why?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I you don't understand. Bobby Kennedy was such a loved figure in my house. I hate that it's his kid. Again, I want to tell everyone, this is why you can't name Junior. You can't go Junior. It's a risk. You might die, and your kid's going to be loose out there while you're gone. Imagine Ebro Jr. somehow gets caught up in some crazy vortex. Like, you didn't have enough time with him. Bobby got killed young.
Yeah, right.
You didn't have enough time. Your kid was loose trying to search for a father figure. Now he ends up a broken on the internet. You never know what could happen.
A broken.
So RFK Jr.
Yeah.
He's running for president.
That's right.
Somehow he has worse odds, according to Vegas, to win the presidency than Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom, none of which are running for president.
Well, that right there is...
Congratulations.
So that's crazy. He's not going to win, but he's...
He's making noise.
He's making noise, and he said he's picked his VP.
Uh-oh. Okay.
An article came out saying that the two choices people knew about were Jesse Ventura
and Jesse the Body, that's right.
And Aaron Rodgers.
And former governor. Let's not take that away from him.
No, he's the governor of Minnesota. No, Jesse Ventura will be a legitimate. I mean, he's a man who ran for president himself a couple times, was a governor. I like Jesse Ventura. He's sort of on the. Jesse Ventura is one of those conspiracy dudes who, when you hear his conspiracy stuff, you see they're the reasonable conspiracies that you go, I see why you
he's a throwback conspiracy theorist.
Yes. Now.
There's a throwback one.
So the modern day crazy conspiracy theorist, Aaron Rodgers, now that he's in this position, he has not come out and denied that it's going to be him. Right? So, like, he hasn't said, like, guys, this is crazy. It's
not me. He wants to keep his options open, I guess. The other Achilles goes out.
So exactly. So the Jets now, you know, it's we're in the middle now of the free agency, and all teams are building their teams. You know, football doesn't take much time off. They're already back to, like, so everyone's going, like, but is Aaron Rodgers going to be campaigning for vice president? This is kind of crazy. So now that people are paying attention, stories are coming out. Yesterday, a story came out from a very reliable journalist There's a CNN article where she said that in 2013, she had a private conversation with Aaron Rodgers, and she described when and where it was, in which he questioned, seriously questioned, the validity of the Sandy Hook killings. And she describes the conversation.
Yeah.
So these are the kinds of things now that are going to happen now that you're going to be in the, now you want to jump into the political realm without shutting down the conversation. Yo, this could go super
bad. So is the congrats for Aaron Rodgers or is the congrats for the Jets ending up in yet another circus that is not football and is not winning games?
Why would, this is.
Can it be both?
I guess it can.
We can hit it twice.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. So all that big Willie talk, hop
you up, playing yourself. Yeah. Playing yourself. Well, the big topic also is so much is the banning or potential banning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg of TikTok, which, you know, I got to hit the button on anybody out there who thinks that youth and anybody on TikTok is going to stop, like, doing and creating what they create if TikTok is banned. This is just going to make it hotter. First, you got to know that. This just makes it hotter.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Secondly, if you're into the politics of it all, right? And, you know, TikTok is annoying. I think there's good things about TikTok. There's people who's created great businesses on there and made money and did their thing, blah, blah, blah. And then there's, like, the kind of cheapening of the value of music, which I can't stand. But then we've been here before in music with ringtone rap and other things like that, where it's like, oh, this is the cute little TikTok song of the week, whatever. Which is fine. It's whatever. But if you're into the politics of it all, you got to know, and we've talked about this many times on this program, literally every website, every link you click, every Facebook post, which is also IG, Meta, whatever you want to call it, and I know those are all American companies, but the data they collect, it's called big data. We've interviewed people about big data. Remember in 2016, the company in Europe that bought all the data that was then now going after and advertising false narratives on Facebook and other places during the election, and they were like, Russia has hacked the election.
Right.
Yes. That whole narrative of Russia has hacked the election was because foreign companies could buy your behavior, tap into and target you, and make sure they get messages in front of you that change your perception.
That's right.
Right? Whether it's, and do it in a way with information that's false. So that's problematic. But that was happening for Facebook. Right. But my point is, yes, Facebook is an American company. However, any company all over the world can buy the information. It's available.
Right.
So that is still the case today.
So then maybe it's more of an economic play, because if it's up for grabs for anybody who wants to purchase, you're just giving it to them by allowing them to take out.
Right. So the government, let's just play along with what you're saying. Right. So the House yesterday passed a bill that said to the owners of TikTok, you have, was it 60 days, 90 days, whatever it is, to sell to an American company. Right. So the government is overseeing which company this gets to go to. You don't think that they're going to go buy stock in said company and run their numbers up?
Here we go.
For sure.
Okay, so we'll just put that over there because it's a money grab for the politicians pushing this forward. But let's go back to the political part and China and the fear of China.
Right.
We currently, as a nation, owe China trillions of dollars. Trillions. China owns seaports. Mm-hmm. So literally the ships and the goods and everything that come in and out of America at, I think, 5 different locations in the United States. Los Angeles, Long Beach, Seattle, I think Miami and Houston are owned by China. There are companies that operate in the United States that are building buildings that have to go through like safety and security and all these things to build real estate buildings in New York. They own the Plaza Hotel. China is all in us.
So you're saying,
chips. They own everything. Every phone, every car.
It's all made in China. So is this about China? Is this about China having access to our perception? Is that what this is really about?
Well, and the election, right.
I'm just challenging you guys, anyone listening, to actually drill down. This isn't about TikTok. This is about control.
Right.
And specifically with TikTok, my opinion, it's about the fact that during what's going on between the government of Israel and Hamas and specifically Gaza, the narrative was not able to be controlled on TikTok the way it was on IG. Remember, Sean King got kicked off. They took IG away from Sean King because he was posting too much of what Palestinian people and people in Gaza were going through. And they weren't able to control it on the news. They kicked him off. And then, like, if you follow the trail, gave him a reason, he went and met with them. And they said, no, 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 we don't even have to give you a reason. Went around their own rules and took his IG away from him. He exists on TikTok. People putting up stories and not getting their thing shadow banned exists on TikTok. Mm-hmm. They know they can't control TikTok is the problem.
Yeah, but isn't, but doesn't that also support what they're saying it is? Because it is that if you're making the argument from the Republican side that they believe, like, oh, it was unfair for the election, even though both sides seem to think it's unfair for the, they could, in fact, unfairly then affect an election because there's no regulation.
I'm not saying
in
there's grounds for their fear. I'm not saying there's not grounds. I'm saying the present danger exists in many other forms. So is this really about TikTok? Because now you're setting a dangerous precedent where you're allowing the government, which some people may be okay with this for their own safety and security, like we did during 9/11. People complain about cameras being everywhere. There's cameras everywhere. Some people like that there's cameras everywhere. But then there's some people who are like, yo, but my freedoms are being infringed on.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a slippery slope. That's all I wanted you to think about. I just wanted to point it out to what is really happening.
It's you definitely don't want to take this at complete face value because what you think right away is, you go, wait a second. They're able to get a bill written and passed on this right away. No matter how many shootings happen in this country, we can't get one thing approved to even change gun laws.
That's not important.
Oh, turn Rosenberg's mic off.
I know, it's not important.
How dare you?
How dare you bring that up?
I know. Wait, but TikTok's a bigger danger.
That's right.
I mean.
Yes.
Well, and for you parents out there, because this is obviously going to be a thing where, oh, TikTok and, you know, my kids and that way it's influencing my kids. My daughter doesn't have TikTok. YouTube Shorts is the problem.
Same thing.
It's the same thing.
But they control. They control YouTube.
Right, right.
No,
exactly.
No, no. YouTube's so just an American company.
Right, right. That's what I
mean.
Yeah, yeah.
America controls.
But they don't control YouTube. You know why? Because here in the city, remember Mayor Adams was like, yo, we want to sue Google, YouTube, and everyone because they're promoting violence to the youth.
But that's the mayor. The United States owns YouTube.
Right. They're okay with the United States being, in theory, they're more comfortable with us being poisoned by the U.S.
Well,
than
No. Because that's why they want them to sell to an American company.
Right,
right. But I'm pointing out to you, the problem isn't TikTok. The problem is us.
Right, right. No matter what
our
it is.
Our culture,
of course.
Our consumption habits, right. What we are into is our own, is eating ourselves.
Yes.
Right, right.
But that's a whole separate issue. They just concerned about who's controlling this content.
Well, I get that. And I'm letting you guys know.
Congratulations,
President. Congratulations. You played yourself.
That part. 97 minutes of commercial-free music. Cast 1, DJ John is next, and we'll take your calls so you can stump DJ John. Also, I see the lines blowing up right now, so clearly people want to get at Freedom Friday earlier. We'll take calls all morning. The lines will be open, and we'll talk about TikTok some more after 8 o'clock. T-Bro, Laura Rosa.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yes, he brought in the morning. Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, 97 minutes of commercial-free music. DJ John is here. Bring him in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, oh.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
John, baby. What's happening, man?
I'm feeling good.
What's going on with the Knicks, man?
They're doing good.
No, I know, but what's going on? Like, literally, what's going on?
OG's back.
Uh-huh.
They had a great game the other night, beating the 76ers.
Uh-huh.
And they're feeling good. I mean, they got to stop overworking those, DiVincenzo, the Josh Harts, because they're playing 40 minutes, 9 straight games. So they got to chill out with those extra long games for them, because they're going to be burned out by the beginning of the playoffs. So we'll see what happens.
When you come, usually I ask you about sports around this time, because you're a big Knicks, Yankees guy, right? Do you feel like your coverage would get you like a job like with Michael Kay, like Rosenberg did? Do you feel like how you get into it is like, because you're cool with them too?
Yeah, I hope so. One day.
You feel like you delivering that quality sports analytics?
Well, I have to really prep more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I really got it. If that's possible, all right, let me reconfigure and let's just
reconfigure.
Rebrand to push it out more. How about that?
Push it out more.
Oh, who the Knicks got tonight, man?
Good question.
0-1.
0-1. They got the Trailblazers.
There you go. Well, they don't matter.
Okay.
Why would you say that?
Wow. Well, because they're terrible. They're 19-46. But they matter 13. In the sense that the Knicks need to win.
They have nobody on that squad.
No. But the Knicks need to win.
No, like, yeah, of course.
It's a must-win scenario.
All the games are must-win.
That's right. That's right.
So thank you. So to my point,
that team doesn't matter.
But if they lose, you guys are confusing
what I'm trying to say.
What are we giving away today? Because I'm hurt. My brain hurts.
You guys are jerks. How about that? Giving away tickets to see Nicki Minaj for the Pink Friday 2 World Tour happening May 1st at the Barclays Center. Get your tickets now. May hop by Live Nation, baby.
Did you guys know that Apple had a sports app?
Yeah.
Had?
Has.
Oh.
It's like sports, like Apple Sports.
But it just aggregates news, no?
No, it's not. No. It's just scores. Like,
it's scores.
It's literally like you have your leagues that you pick, and then like it just, boom, I get tomorrow, today, upcoming, and it's just like
so just very basic scores.
Super basic. For now, I guess. I guess it just launched. I didn't even know. How about this? I just learned about it.
Oh, really? Can you get me a job? I'll quit everything. I'll be the face of Apple Sports.
I don't think there's any.
No, I'm there.
He's not.
Just one show.
He's not
going to get
you.
There's no video in the app.
Yeah.
There's no audio. It's just scores.
Did you see how fast?
I don't even think there's...
Did you see on the low the craziest thing, Sean? The craziest thing that just happened. It was so quiet. The audience would never know.
I didn't catch it.
Is that right when I said that, John started whispering, no, he can't. No, he won't.
Yeah.
Because Ebro got John over to Apple. I brought it up, do you see he was just like, no, you won't go over there. You stay here.
John, are you really at Apple? Do you really have a job there? Like, real talk. Is it a real job?
What do you mean?
Yo, you keep saying that.
Why do you do that to
me? I have an Apple email, yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. I was part of a team that produced this De La Soul Radio.
All right. There is a, by the way, if you love De La Soul, they have their own radio show on Apple.
John, can you swipe into the building? Yes.
You got a key card.
That's why we call him Johnny Apples.
He's in there. Johnny Apples is in there. I got a badge.
So, all of that to say.
You got a discount?
The second I say, yo, maybe I could go over there, John starts shooting. Now, rewind 5 minutes, Shawnee. You were in the room. Mm-hmm. What did I say to John no less than five minutes ago?
You invited him to a WWE, like...
The Monday Night Raw before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Wow. It's going to be a packed show. I know mad people are going to hit me up. The last time John wanted to go to one, and he asked me about Mania, I didn't take care. I just came in and volunteered. I said, John, I got two for the Raw, Barclays Center, before Mania. You want to go?
Not only that, but even before that, when I was like, yo, do you think your sports analytics will get you on the Michael Kay show? You didn't hate. You weren't like, no.
Nothing. I didn't say a word. Yo, right. Man, it's
you're
crazy,
nasty
John.
Guy.
It's
nasty,
nasty business.
Yo, you're the
so
walking
you mean,
definition
you're gonna get a job
of nasty work.
So you're going to get a job at Apple Sports then?
I mean, if there
don't
was a job...
Don't talk about it.
You're deflecting.
I just wouldn't let you know about it because you're a mean guy.
Yeah, nasty work, John.
Yeah. Wow. That wasn't nice.
Wow.
Wow, man.
We have Sheila on the line. Sheila, are you hearing this? This is crazy what's going on in this room.
Good morning, family.
Good morning. It's a problem, this DJ John guy. Big problem.
I'll see you guys at Raw.
How are you guys?
We're great. Hi. Sheila, it's Nicki Minaj tickets, right, John?
That's correct.
Sheila, you have a question to stump DJ John.
Yes, I do. Who is the founder of Pi Day?
Who is the founder of Pi Day? We talked about this earlier, Pi Day. We did not talk about the founder. You know, today is 314.
Got it.
Math.
Pi. Date.
Pi.
Knowledge, culture, or being born to power.
314 pi. Damn, gotta be a smart guy.
The founder.
The founder.
Three.
Is it a French guy?
One.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Sheila, what's the answer?
I don't want to mess it up.
Larry Shaw.
Larry Shaw. Who's Larry Shaw?
From the block?
Larry
Shaw. Larry Shaw from the block. From the block. I know Larry Shaw.
Do we have any other details on Larry Shaw? I'm not familiar.
We call him Shaw Shaw.
Shaw Shaw?
Larry.
You know Shaw Shaw.
Hey, I thought we would call him Larry.
Love.
Larry Shaw, was an American physicist.
Okay.
He worked for the Exploratorium and San Francisco Science Museum for 33 years, performing just about every function for the museum. He was a key member of the arts and technology community of the San Francisco Bay Area. Larry N. Shaw.
All right.
He passed away August 19, 2017 in Petaluma, California. He was also a Buddhist.
Interesting.
According to this Larry Shaw. Hopefully I got the right one.
And started this whole pie thing.
There it is. Pie. Larry Shaw. Sheila, you getting tickets to see?
Nicki Minaj. Congratulations. Woo! Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
Love you, too, Sheila. Trying to make sure I got the Larry Shaw. The right Larry Shaw. Yep, that's the right. That's the right, Larry Shaw, American physicist and curator.
There you go.
Hang on, Sheila. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in the flashing lights report, 50 Cent is listening to his fans and bringing you a new show. I'll let you know what's happening in the flashing lights report.
Cast Uno.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like pop.
Doja's unhinged, bro. Yo, see, bro, Lauren Rosenberg, you got it on the program. Celebrating 70 degrees today in the city. I mean, that's a big celebration.
I know.
Celebration time?
Yes. Celebrate sunshine. Come on.
Yes. Boom, 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 boom. No more seasonal depression.
Woo! I mean, don't play yourself because who knows what the weather's going to be like next week. Yeah, but for now,
you're right.
Oh, they said it's going to be real next week.
But hello, seasonal allergies, because let me tell you.
I started taking medicine last night.
My nose is watering. Oh, my gosh.
I started taking medicine last night. Wait, they said it's going to be what next week?
It's going to be March next week. Like right now, it feels like spring, but it will be March next week.
Because next week, I'm looking at the weather. We got highs of 49. Doesn't get out of the 50s for sure, and lows are in the 30s.
All right, let's just focus on today.
Sunshine all next week so far.
We'll take a sunny day.
And for St. Paddy's Day, folks who like to be belligerent and be outside ridiculously consuming mass amounts of beer and alcohol.
Drunk on the sidewalk.
Sunday is going to be sunshine and 58.
Is it Sunday?
So, yeah, it's my birthday. St. Paddy's Day.
Wait, it's falling on an actual weekend this year?
Oh, it's going to be a mess outside.
Did you guys hear they're going to do a ball drop for St. Paddy's Day?
Yeah, how does the countdown work? Like, what are we talking about?
I think it starts Saturday night. At 6, and the ball drop is going to drop at midnight for St. Paddy's Day. The same one that drops for New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's corny, bro.
Bro, that's what they have money for.
Congratulations, you played.
You know
yourself.
That's happening. Yep. Come on, Laura.
But cutting school programs?
No, because you know it's big, and it's the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh my God.
They're Laura Stiles. You know what I'm saying? We got a mayor who's big on nightlife.
No, it's a nightlife day. It's probably one of the biggest days of the year, right?
I don't know.
I would think money made in the streets. St. Patrick's Day is up there.
Restaurants, people celebrate. And then it's falling Saturday into Sunday. People are going to go crazy.
And look, I'm happy for local businesses. I'm happy for them. But it's just, like, that's a lot of money.
No, listen, priorities, right? Respectfully to Irish people who are some of my favorite people in the world, the St. Patrick's Day as a commercial holiday, as my friend Ballard put it recently, it's spring SantaCon, guys. Let's just be real. It's SantaCon in spring.
I'm not even convinced. I've never been convinced that somebody who's been paying attention is literally my whole life because it's my birthday. That other than it being themed Irish and like, you know, St. Patrick being an Irish thing, that Irish people see this as like their day.
Well, you know what I think we've done?
Oh, no, they didn't.
Stumbled on an 8 o'clock topic, my friend. Because I bet people will call up and tell us exactly what it means to them. I wonder how...
Irish people actually feel about the day. Is it fun? Is it corny? Like, do you like begrudgingly like it, but you're like, this isn't, I don't know. I have no idea.
What is it? Well, I guess what I mean, like, is it a big deal? Like,
thank you, Sean.
Yes, they go out and celebrate being Irish, for sure. Why not? Why wouldn't I?
But everyone does it.
But everyone else does, which is fine. But what is it? It's not tied. Is it tied to religion?
Yeah.
It is religion?
Okay. Yes, it's St. Patrick's Day. Like, I think it's a Catholic holiday.
Saint? So is it a thing that you get drunk?
Who is St. Patrick?
I don't. All right, we'll clear this up later on. We'll get some calls. Maybe some Irish listeners will call us out.
And well, Cass, you seem pretty sure. So for Catholics, yes, it's not about the beer drinking. It's about
It's the Feast of St. Patrick, a religious and cultural holiday held on 17th of March.
So why is
the death of St. Patrick?
So why get drunk and...
Well, no, and pardon my ignorance about Catholicism and Irish history, but why is that then a specific Irish thing as opposed to just a Catholic holiday?
Good question.
Because maybe St. Patrick was Irish.
Maybe. That's probably what it is. Let me look. We're going to run our Googles and see.
We're going to get some clarity, okay?
We're going to learn from our Irish listeners.
Yes. You're going to learn today.
Jump up and get
it's
down.
It's a public holiday in the Republic of Ireland, so there you go.
There you go. Okay, so that's big.
That's big.
Go flashing lights, Lord Staff.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights.
All right, so 50 Cent is developing a Power spinoff titled Power Origins, featuring a younger version of Ghost and Tommy. He went on Instagram. He's like, "You asked, I answered. Young Ghost and Tommy coming your way. Power Origins now in development."
Go ahead, Fifth.
Power Origins.
Power Origins sounds better than if you'd like. Remember back in the day, they would make a prequel. You go like Muppet Babies.
Right.
They didn't call it like
Power Babies.
Yeah, Power Babies or Baby Ghost.
Yeah.
This is a more gangster sounding version.
Baby Tommy and Ghost.
Yeah. This is gonna play better. Oh, big ups to 50.
Right. Oh, by the way, guys, I went to a screening of Shirley yesterday. Shot to Netflix. Mm-hmm. Guys, it is so... It's beautiful.
Wait, what
it's
is this? Powerful.
About Shirley Chisholm.
Shirley Chisholm. Yeah, and Regina King plays Shirley.
Oh, man.
It is fire. Really? I cannot wait. Yeah,
it's already out.
I thought it was out tomorrow.
I thought I already saw it up on the thing.
On Netflix, right?
On Netflix. But it's a must-see, man. It is, you know, it's powerful. It's so real. Because I never really knew Shirley Chisholm as like a human being. You know, she's the first woman, congresswoman to run for president, right? But it just completely shows you, it's about her life.
Yeah.
No, and it's a must-see. It is a must-see. I absolutely loved it. And Regina King was there.
You know,
Terrence Howard's in it. So it's really good. So make sure you guys look out for that. But that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:05. A high of 70 degrees today. Partly cloudy and alternate side parking is in effect.
The fame symbol of New Year will transform into, wait for it, a rock drop. Not a ball drop.
Wow. Shamrock and shenanigans.
Rock drop. To celebrate the night of St. Patrick's Day, which is Sunday, whiskey maker Jameson has teamed up with Weekend Update comedians Colin Jost and Michael Che for the event. Oh. The party will feature live entertainment and giveaways. Festivities start at 5 p.m. on Saturday. The rock drop is set to happen at 8 p.m., which is midnight in Ireland. So it's heavily timed.
On Saturday or Sunday?
This says Saturday.
Saturday.
So to align with what's going on in Ireland. So shout to the Irish.
Well, our good friend Chanel, PR queen, she reached out and she said, yes, she said, Roman Catholic here. Yes, the church does recognize the day. However, there's levels if you are Irish, I'm sure. Just like the other days, it's about the traditions in the specific culture.
Well, St. Patrick was a bishop in Ireland.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
We're learning, man.
We care.
Coming up next, we'll take your calls, man. TikTok is on the chopping block. Do you care? Do you want TikTok gone, or do you think this is a sham for control by the government?
I was more into just talking about St. Patrick's Day. I don't give a good goddamn about this whole thing.
Do you know one-third of the population uses TikTok? New
York, Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
A lot of calls coming in for different things. St. Patty's Day, Sunday, but the big celebration kicks off Saturday. Also, banning of TikTok. Do you even care? Do you want it banned? Or do you think this is about government control? Rosenberg, you don't care about the TikTok convo at all.
No. Because I know that it's performative and some sort of nonsense. And there's too many other important issues. And the only thing I saw it and I went, this is crazy. How are they getting this stuff done this fast? It just reminds me of how stupid the government is all the time.
Right? Yeah.
And the kind of nonsense that they vote. By the way, I have tons of major problems with social media. And I think there should be lots of regulation that there's not. But this specific issue, this like...
But really, TikTok?
Like, this is the whole thing?
I think for me, it was the fact that, to your point, I was triggered by how fast it got done.
Yeah.
B, remembering that this was a big Trump thing, right? Like, this was a big Trump thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just getting pushed. It's getting pushed to the forefront now because, as you pointed out, it's performative and it's a part of the election promo.
Exactly.
And election marketing. Cast One, you're a big TikTok fan.
I'm a TikTok fan. I love TikTok.
What do you feel about this?
I feel they can't stop it.
Stop. Which part? It being banned or?
Well, first of all, like, I'm with Rosenberg too. I think there's way more important issues than this. But at the same time, people are gonna figure it out, bro. People are
gonna ban
it. How to use TikTok? Well, even if it's banned. So why are we wasting our time?
But it will definitely affect it, though, Cass. Not
what do you mean? I do think. You know, I think another reason I'm passionate about it is I do think. People, I would love for people to actually see what's taking place, but hit me with the button because I don't think...
Congratulations. Nah. You played yourself.
People are either emotional because it's China, right, and they're triggered by that, or they're emotional because, yeah, there are things on social media, like Rosenberg was saying, that we all hate, that our kids are being put in front of our kids. Right. And we all, but I hate that on all the platforms, right. So it's not even...
But also, like you said, Ebro's point was a really, really good point when he said... That is really us. Because TikTok, for example, TikTok's algorithm is one of the most aggressive I've ever seen. Like, it's going to show you what you are looking for, 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So if you're in there looking for ridiculousness, it's going to show you that. If you're looking in there looking for issues, like, whatever you focus on, the algorithm figures it out, and it puts it in front of you.
But TikTok doesn't do that to the kids in China. Well, guess what? I got news for you. The kids in China have a different level of discipline and culture than we got, y'all. I hate to break it to you. How about this? When it came time for us to all put on masks, guess what? China put their masks on. Mm. You know who had a problem? Us.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
But that's
why I think it's about control, because I'm like, if you really care about what happened on TikTok, I said, when it comes to kids, you would fight for regulations, not to... Right. Get rid of the app altogether.
Right. Or if it was really about control, you would, I don't know, take the app off your kid's phone?
Yes.
Or never expose it to them ever until...
They don't care. But if I was trying to get a vote from each and every one of you in this room and I knew that TikTok influenced your decision on me, I'm banning it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Period. But nothing else matters to me.
Yeah, but that's everywhere. You get influenced by Twitter...
But if research showed that this was a hot button issue and I could get you to activate by creating this conversation on either side, right? Like I said earlier, there's Democrats who are probably like, yeah, let the Republicans push this through so we could get the young people on our side. On the other side, you have Republicans going, yeah, we need the people who are afraid of or are xenophobic or whatever to activate and against China and the fear of China, which has been a part of the GOP platform for many, many years. If we want them to activate and we show that we're also standing against China. If even in reality, we all do business with companies that do business in China. We all have participated as a nation in taking loans from China. China owns ports, literal seaports where products get brought in, produce, all types of things all over the nation. So, like, what are we talking about?
And we need to filter the information that our people are getting.
during this time right now, and we have zero control over that. So,
Is it St. Patty's Day for you, Rosenberg, or is it TikTok?
No, I'm fine with whatever. I mean,
you're wearing green Gucci today.
That was my St. Patty's celebration today.
I like this call because the subject matter says Ebro has it wrong. I love that, Damon. Okay. Let's hear what you have to say. Is it TikTok or are we talking St. Patty's Day? Good morning, Damon.
Hey, good morning. We're talking TikTok, and what's up, everybody? I kind of squeeze all this in, but this hasn't been rushed. This has been going on for like 4 years. I live in New York, but I work in D.C., and I've been following the hearings, and the app is really trash, man, especially if you have Android. There's a certain level of control in the App Store, and that app can go just about anywhere on your phone if you have an Android phone. And then tying that into the fact that they can just control the national mood. The country has a duty to its citizens and from an outside influence. And unfortunately, we're in an election season right now.
Right.
So, I mean, I think they're in this situation, they're doing the right thing.
So Damon, let me ask you with regard to national mood and misinformation, is this an extension of what was missed in 2016 when Facebook was, you know, selling data all over the world and the national mood or misinformation was being spread rampantly? Or is this or do we trust that or feel like we have more control because that's an American company?
Well, I think it's a part of what happened in 2016, but I mean, an American company having access to the data and selling certain parts of it versus a foreign nation just having access to your phone are two completely different things. And that's really the issue.
And you don't feel like the data that's available on our behavior through Alphabet that they sell to advertisers around the world or that Meta sells around the world, you don't feel like that is the same information?
I mean, what we're really saying is like, you know, I mean, you're getting it through a third party when you're buying it. And then actually having the app on your phone, you're getting it from the source.
Right.
And I mean, the stuff I've heard, especially with Android, man, it just sounds fishy. And I don't trust it.
There you go. Thanks for calling, Damon.
Thank you.
I hear you. You don't agree?
No, I hear what he's saying. I'm sure there is some validity to the fact that we've heard that for a very long time, that the TikTok app has a lot of access to things on your phone.
But wouldn't that be to Laura's point? Isn't that more about regulation and not banning?
That's what I'm saying. That's
and then there's also thing, there's also information coming out that I saw last night. I don't, you know, I'm sure it's going to be vetted today. That 60% of the investors in TikTok are in the United States. And wouldn't those individuals also have some, who are owners, wouldn't they have some ability to regulate TikTok?
Perhaps.
Maybe.
But I could see how if they just... I'm just saying I could see there being some truth in there, even if the things that we're saying are true also.
Carmelo, you seem like you want to talk TikTok. Do you care that's being banned?
I want to talk TikTok. I don't necessarily care that it's being banned, but I think that it's important when discussing it, you have to see the lens. I don't think things really unite our political sphere unless it proposes risk or power. And I think Shani said it earlier. When anytime anything risks power and our ability to control the narrative informationally,
right,
going out to the citizenry, you're going to see people say, hey, we got to get rid of this. And the fact is that because it's a Chinese firm, their government has access to that data no matter what, and that's a risk to the government. And the power being held here is if we take it away, we can influence people. So I don't think that it's the most pressing issue, but I think that's why it's being moved on so fast.
Yeah, we were talking about the fact, because I firmly believe that a part of this is a lot of the information on that was coming out of Gaza was spreading on TikTok. And so the news outlets here and the government here wasn't able to actually control that narrative like they would have or like it happened on Meta, right? Like on IG. IG, they was just yanking your video if it was something that they felt like was against their quote-unquote guidelines. Where TikTok, there was a lot of information moving around and videos moving around that I don't think that our government wanted this population to see.
Right.
Because they wanted to control it.
The big part about it, though, is like it's rooted in the little bit of potentiality that the government could use it to affect us. When in reality, I think it's more about the power move than it is the risk.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Carmelo, thanks for your call. Rosenberg, you look like you want to say something.
Well, there is just stuff on TikTok when I do explore it that is just super sus. Like, they're just...
But isn't that the same with all of them?
Yeah, but there's a way that things move on TikTok numbers-wise Like my
the amount of people in TikTok using it is astronomical. Like when you really look at, I think, is it a third of the population 18 to 24 is on TikTok, I think is the number. Mm.
That's a big number. I just know that the algorithm that I don't browse on TikTok a lot.
Yeah.
But when I go in there, the algorithm that it feeds me is a lot of stuff on Israel, Gaza, both directions.
Was it because you searched?
No, I just ended up there probably staying on a video or two. And there's this one kid in particular who gets shown to me a lot, right? And he's fine. His opinions are fine. Yeah, but he's literally 18 years old and waxing poetic on everything about this situation. And when I tell you each video has millions, I mean, everything he says has so many views. And I'm like, it's just a strange feeling to me to know that this person is educating so many people, quote unquote, educating so many people on an issue when you're like, you're definitely reading stuff off Wikipedia right before you look into your phone and talk.
Right.
It just makes me uncomfortable. You know, and there is something about TikTok, the way things spread, the numbers feel boosted.
Yeah.
Some of it I'm like, nah. Nah.
35 million people.
You see it has 10 million likes. I'm like, 10 million likes? How many views does it have? Like, there's just stuff that is sketch about it. I do feel that way.
It seems pretty basic to me.
To ban it. You're for the ban.
I mean, I don't care either way, but I think the understanding that it's a hugely popular app. It's millions of influential people on this app, and you're looking for the votes. And it's about who controls the information and the narrative. So if I need these young voters, I don't need anybody outside influencing my people.
Except
for my own people.
Right, but the part that you guys are missing
I want to be able to control education, ban books, and make sure that they don't have the information.
That's right. Correct. Just
think,
like the block.
I think that the part that they're missing and the part that people don't actually browse on this app know that if you don't look for that, it'll never show you that. I don't get any of that.
I only get music on mine.
Right, you already have to be into it. Like, you already have to be into the...
Well, I don't think I don't think it's that... As much as we beat that drum over the years, right, Cass, I don't think people, and this is just for me being in radio and doing market research for many years, just for radio.
Right.
I don't know about any other society, but I can tell you about New York. And America. We don't like being honest about who we actually are.
That's nope. Fact.
We don't like being honest about our consumption habits. Mm-hmm. We just don't. And we do not like people telling us what we actually are.
Well, but this gets into a nuancy sort of area. Because, like, for example, I like boobs. I don't need, because I watched one video, for them to start being like, we know what you want. You want boobs all day.
And then flood you with boobs.
But then you shouldn't like that on the app.
No, but like what I'm saying is, by the way, my TikTok, I'm good. I made sure I never went there in the algorithm because I knew that wasn't good for me.
Yeah.
I didn't need to be there all day. But to the point that you guys made of like, you'll never see it if you don't go looking for it. They can creep into you very easily through slick videos. They're able to get you through one video that makes you, let me see what's happening here.
Right. Like, and then you don't like it or interact, you just
But we're okay with that from Instagram?
Right.
Because yes. I get it from Instagram too, but we're okay with it. And that's the dishonest part that I'm pointing out.
And it's a little worse because that one is, if you just happen to mention something around your phone, it'll pop up.
True. Crazy.
Crazy.
I don't think Shawnee or I are saying we're in favor, like, Instagram's better.
Yeah.
The only reason I think it's an interesting topic to me is because here we are again, and I want everybody to write this down.
Oh, yeah. They're
getting their fans. We are here again, like we were during 9/11 and other times, where we're okay with the government setting a precedent for controlling information and what we can and cannot see. Once again, if that's what the people want, I don't give a damn. I don't even use TikTok. I'm going to go find what I want either way. I'm a grown-ass man. Right. But just know that your behavior has been being sold and monetized,
right,
whether it be from a domestic nation selling it internationally or an international company, in your phone.
Ebro, did you just hear the news that broke about cars and insurance companies? Where your car is collecting data on how you drive.
That's right.
And that information is being sold to insurance companies, and then they change your premiums off of that info. But they're not telling you that, but they have that information.
That's right. But so it's okay because it's an American company.
That's right. That's right. The bottom line.
That's crazy.
It's about who controls the block. We don't care if, look,
who's the weed?
The governments and the gangs all run the same way. We don't care if we're selling poison on this block. You can't.
Yeah, we're the one who sells the poison.
No, this is our block. But Shani, I think we're clear on that. I think this conversation is you're playing yourself. That's what I'm trying to cut through.
That's the bottom line.
We can debate who's okay and who not. I'm letting you know you are being played. That's the reason I wanted to have this combo today. Let's go to Jay. It feels like people want to talk TikTok. Shout to Bakari. Shout to Deanna. Shout to Brian Saeed. This is going to be the last call, though. Jay, what do you want to say? If they ban TikTok, what?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So my concern is I work in digital media.
Yeah.
There are tens of thousands of people that work at TikTok here in America, and it also may affect tens of thousands of jobs of people who work within social media for marketing companies. So the banning of TikTok can possibly have that effect of people losing their jobs.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, wait, you thought the government cared about whether or not you have a job?
Yeah.
Oh, I got something for
you. You played yourself.
I mean, it's unfortunate.
Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite.
That's what we do.
The fight for what's right.
Bring you out of the darkness.
Into the light.
That's right.
Shawnee Culture Breakfast.
Let us cleanse the energy.
All right. Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and hop on this lily pad.
Oh, I love it. Lily pad of freedom.
And you're wearing green today.
Yeah, I match the lily pad.
How apropos.
Let's take a breath.
That's right.
Zen, zen, zen.
See, I'm trying to get the idea out of my head that the government cares about anything.
Zen, zen, zen.
All right, focus.
Yeah, zen right now. Sit Indian style.
Yes.
Because they care about the border, but there's literally a bill they refuse to sign because of politics. They don't want us on where the border problem is.
No, do they care?
So do they care? They care more about just trying to make Joe
TikTok.
Biden seem evil.
TikTok, bro. Focus.
TikTok.
Yeah. No. Right now, light
women's
a candle.
Rights? No. TikTok.
Light a candle.
Okay, I'm lighting. Okay. Hold on. Right.
Be zen.
Thank you, Cass. Light that candle for me.
Public schools, healthcare, no. TikTok.
No.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Your destination for clarity.
Saving lives, love.
Where producer Griff, even while speaking of the Irish, is taking care of his Irish twins.
Yo, wow.
I mean, he has kids.
They're less than a year apart.
They're less than a year apart.
Yeah.
The term Irish twins, let me ask you about
this.
Is
it offensive?
It feels raggedy, bro. It feels mean, man. What does it mean? It means basically you were having sex so much that you couldn't, your kids are so close to par.
Okay.
But
with the same person, though, right?
Yeah, it means
y'all was helping.
I got news for you. Listen, we could take more Freedom Friday calls. If you're Irish and you're offended by the term Irish twins, let us know. I didn't know. I assumed it was.
Right. No. It's a common term. It's not you.
Oh, wait a minute. This is bad.
Oh, no.
It was coined as a derogatory term to mock Irish Catholic families who had children in quick succession.
Well, no, I'm sure at some point it was that. Right now, it just means you have two kids.
The Irish are so cool, they just was like, okay, cool. Derogatory. Yeah, yeah, we humping.
We out here smashing. Guess what?
We drink. We have mad kids. It's all good.
Let's go. Yeah,
they basically are like the beatnuts. We like to off drink beer and smoke some ish. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know I mean? Put seed pun to earth.
All right, all right. Sorry. So anyways, yeah, shouts to Griff, who's still getting it done, sending us, rifling through emails for us.
You know what I'm saying?
Good morning, gurus. I've listened to you guys forever, and you guys always make my morning, so thank you.
Salute to you.
So here we go. I'm a 30-year-old woman with two healthy, strong boys.
Okay.
One is four, and I just found out he falls in the spectrum because he's nonverbal. Mm-hmm. And now I have a seven-month-old who I'm trying my best to take care of. Mm-hmm. My baby father has been struggling with finding a job. Hasn't been working since COVID. Mm-hmm. And keeps on telling me he's looking but can't find anything. It's been about 3 years without working, and it's been very hard on me because I'm the one who's making the bread and taking care of the kids. Meanwhile, he helps me with the boys here and there, but I feel like I have to let him go because always complaining that I'm not enough and not doing good when all I'm doing is working, paying bills, and still helping after work with the kids. While all he does is wake up late, take the oldest to school, then the little one takes care of him when he cries, and that's it. I mean, how hard is it to find something in the afternoon while I work during the day? This is something we both have to go through, not just me. Mm-hmm. Please give me the best advice so I can make this relationship work, because I'm stressing. I'm trying my best to get all the help from my older son as well. It's a common conversation in relationships.
It's a big deal.
But it's also a big deal.
He was complaining about her?
Well, that's the problem about relationships, right? People still going to complain. And you're like, how are you going to complain? You better shut your ass up.
You said,
I'm keeping the lights on.
There's two major things here that are in relationships all the time. The relationship changes when you have children. Mm-hmm. So that's hard. She didn't say how long they've been together. And two, finances. Them two together. And then on top of it, she has a child that she has to put extra help into.
Yeah.
So this is just a hard combo in general, which is why I asked, how long have they been together? But she didn't say.
It's a hard combo.
Yeah. Hard combination and a hard conversation.
Oh, you said hard combo. I thought you said hard convo.
I'm saying so both. Really.
Kind of. Oh.
I mean, yeah.
Why is it a hard convo?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's layered. You know what I'm saying? It's three different things that you have to tackle here. You know, the child needs extra help. Finance is always a situation in a relationship. That's two things right there.
Sounds like life, guys.
But what Ebro's going to say is the whole conversation is you need to get a job. That is the only option.
That's not a hard convo to me. Like, you're not contributing to what we have going on, sir.
Which is a lot. There's a lot going on.
And how do you sit on the couch all day? It doesn't matter why.
It doesn't matter.
If he's not off the couch.
Yeah, but those conversations are harder than I think Ebro's making it sound. Yeah. Well, but regardless of the detail, I think the conversation's challenging no matter what. Obviously, you would assume that if he was going to be working, he already would be.
Mm-hmm.
Or you wouldn't be writing this email because you would say he's aggressively pursuing it.
That's right.
He just can't catch a break.
That's right.
This is why the conversation's hard, though, because there's something going on with him.
That's what I'm
that
saying.
That he's not getting up and doing. Why wouldn't you be?
It's not an easy conversation because...
I mean, maybe I'm being prejudiced, but too often we just hear of dudes who just don't feel it's their responsibility to help around the house.
But to even make money or help around the house?
There's some people who are like that. I mean, mm-hmm. Not my experience. I just hear it a lot.
And complaining.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's the thing. I think that's what got to her. Is like, he complains, but... So, in the email, did she say, has she had conversations with him about work? Has she?
Fam, you had kids with a loser, bro.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
He may and be you right. Need to, and you need to own
he
that.
He may be right.
You chose a loser.
Yeah, you're jumping out the window. That's not guru-like.
I'm not a guru.
Yeah, it's right on brand. But she didn't include.
You chose a loser.
I didn't want to be the bad guy here.
Chill.
I didn't want to be the bad guy today.
Why? You need to have a conversation with him about why he's not trying.
Right. Yes.
And then maybe there's an issue. She's left out a lot of details.
That's what I'm
saying. Are you in love? Are you still head over heels in love with him?
Are you
kind of over it?
You're in love with a loser.
And that may be true, but that's a different thing than not being in love with a loser.
Or did he have like a really good job, then he lost it?
Right.
Is he depressed and he can't get another one and he refuses to just go work at Walmart and part time?
Right, you guys together for 10 years prior
to this.
Did you just meet and then have children immediately? Did you not know each other fully? Did somebody pass away in this family?
There's so many things.
But you do deserve the help, and you do deserve support.
Either way, y'all got to sit down and have a real, real conversation where it, you need to express very clearly for whatever the reason is, and maybe you can help him, but you need help. Right. This doesn't work. This will not be tenable. You guys have children, one of which has special needs. It's already hard enough, even with the, in the best of situations. So you need help. And if you love this guy and you want to find a way to make it work with him, and either way, let's be honest, you're still going to need his support. Whether y'all break up or not, then he's still got to be helping you out with the kids. So no matter what, it sounds like y'all are in it together to try to figure out how to get this guy going.
Yeah.
So it's you need to have the conversation regardless.
They're not married. A loser.
They're not married and they're under the same roof, right?
I don't know.
She just said
we don't even know. See,
but
baby father, she said.
But wait, you need them.
Wait, Cass one is irritated. Go ahead, Cass.
So he doesn't have a job. Fine. But he doesn't help around the house or help with the kids either? Is that what she's saying?
She said he helps with the kids.
Not enough. He doesn't help enough. Like, he should be helping
more. Help.
Bruh. Man up. Help her.
Like, but you're talking...
No, I'm not saying... you guys saying maybe he lost his job, maybe he's depressed. That's cool, bro, but this is about your kids.
I know, but the thing is about depression and real issues. You can't just say, man up is a nice thing to say.
No.
It's not the thing, though.
But what he's saying doesn't work because we have to remember who's writing us. So just say man up doesn't help her.
When he looks at his kids, he doesn't feel like, yo, I should help.
Cass isn't talking to her.
I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to him.
I know,
but he sees his kids. He doesn't feel like, oh man, I should help.
Well, he's helping her see that he's a loser.
No, but listen,
I'm not going that far, Ebro. I'm just saying, like,
especially having
hard
a
for
child
me to understand.
Who needs extra support.
I'm just trying to understand it. It's hard for me to understand.
But let me just say, this is often hard to understand. We don't know the situation. Right. Maybe Ebro's right. Maybe he's just choosing to be a bad guy.
Oh, that's true.
But there is a world in which this guy is struggling with mental health stuff. Mm-hmm. And people who are going through that sort of depression, it won't always matter if you have kids. You may know what your responsibilities are, and you're still not able to pull it together. And yelling at them, pull it together, loser, I got news for you. It's not going to get you the result you're looking for.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all.
So that's why, again, she should have a really... honest conversation with him.
Well, and if he won't go to therapy, if he won't go to therapy to address the things that Rosenberg is laying out, and Shawnee is, asserting here, and he won't even step in to get help. I got news for you. You chose a loser.
Yes, I guess if you try and there is nothing, he does nothing, continues to be the same couch potato, then you have a decision to make.
You're right, but again, remember, either way, you're going to need his help, whether y'all are married or not. So you're probably going to help.
This is why I'm stuck on, you chose a loser.
But that doesn't help anyone.
That doesn't help anybody.
Can I get that? I don't understand it,
look,
bro.
Let us know. I'm interested to know.
You know what? He chose a loser, so says the guru.
Tim, your Lord. Don't do that, Laura. Don't do that.
Wow.
We don't know. Don't let the non-guru.
Yo, listen, it could be worse. It could be worse. He could also be taking a doo-doo in the shower. You know what I mean?
I mean.
Oh, man. Could you imagine?
No.
Could you imagine?
Which happened
on top of that.
If you had a shower doo-doo dude and.
A shower dumper, as the person said it.
Shower dumper.
Yesterday's guru.
If you missed it yesterday, it was a dude who wrote in about a girl he's dating. She takes dumps in the shower. But anyway, could you imagine if you had that plus he won't help around the house? You imagine what that tub looks like?
You gotta go.
Yo, what? How did we get here, kid?
It's crazy, bro.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free.
Silver lining. Could be worse.
I mean, I don't know. She might choose a shower doo-doo dude over over a loser. Laura, what you working on for flashing lights?
Coming up in the flashing lights report, Don Lemon says Elon Musk canceled his deal with X over an intense interview. We'll cover it next.
Wow. Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh yeah. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. It's time for flashing lights. Laura Styles, let's go. It's 70 outside. The sun's shining. People gonna be acting nutty. Be careful. Plus, St. Patty's Day this weekend. It's been a crazy weekend.
All right, well, Don Lemon says his partnership with Elon Musk and X, formerly Twitter, went down in flames hours after they had an interview that was very tense. So he claims that Elon publicly encouraged him to join X with a new show, saying it would have full support, and he was interested in working with diverse voices. So when the interview didn't go the way Elon wanted, he decided, hey, we're just not going to do this no more.
It was real, though. Moved on. So shocking. I would have never expected that from Elon Musk. Yeah.
Kind of.
We have a little a clip of the interview.
Yeah, it's hate speech on the platform is up. Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the Great Replacement Theory as it relates to
Democrats?
I don't
have to answer these questions.
The Great Replacement Theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that?
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
I'll tell you what, guys. The name Elon Musk is still relatively new. We've been saying it for like, 10 years now, maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
We're going to be dealing with this piece of ish for the rest of our lives.
You think you'll ever run for president?
It's
possible.
Yes. And
he run for president?
No.
No, because
he's not a citizen.
He's Australian, no.
Yeah. No, South African.
He's South African.
There you go.
But whether he's running for president or not, it could be more than president. It could be, I don't even know, it could be with the level of
Imperial
wealth.
Imperial Majesty?
I mean, with the level of wealth that he has.
It's crazy.
I'm not even thinking government titles, but he may be running.
He's above titles.
He may be the reason for a lot of things. We're going to be literally dealing with it forever.
You think Elon Musk is the final boss in the video game that we're currently in?
He could be. He could be the final boss.
In the Matrix?
He could be. Legitimately could be. Right now, he's...
Dude behind the curtain?
He's in front of the curtain and behind the curtain.
He's the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Go back there. You like, Elon?
No, he could be. He could
yo, you know what I trip on sometimes? You know, we see all these, like, billionaires talking crazy, especially Elon Musk. Yo, bro, they're legit building in outer space. So all of the chaos and whatever they're causing down here, they're legit trying to bounce in 10 years.
Yeah. Right.
And they're trying to hack your brain.
And it'll be like
chips in your head.
And it'll be like at the beginning that we were like, oh, remember when people used to talk about the car? He was just the car guy. That's it. He was just the Tesla guy. That was the main thing. And everyone's like, oh, I like Teslas. Those are dope. And then it started changing. And it's like, then he had these political things. Then all of a sudden he started like retweeting stuff that was kind of like, I remember when I started realizing he was like a right wing. I was like, wait a second, is he?
Right.
Really posting like...
Right.
And it's then like it's just going to keep going.
Automatic cars and you don't have to drive and control your Twitter. And it's like, this dude is...
He's controlling a lot of... Oh, wait, now he has the biggest... Mm. Now he runs the biggest platform for people kind of sharing their voices also. And we find out that his voices actually has a lot of hateful ideas in there. And he has all the tech. This is...
This guy's been hot since PayPal.
Final.
That he was PayPal?
Yeah.
Didn't even know that.
He owned you PayPal.
That's how he got up.
That's how he got in.
Yeah. You didn't know that, did you?
Nah, I didn't know.
Never knew that.
You've been hot for a minute, bro.
Anyway, that's your flashing lights report. That was kind of depressing.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, that's what I'm assuming.
What, that Elon Musk is the final boss?
Just that everyone pay attention how his name's been sort of growing on us in this way that we're used to. And now it's like he's practically a first name basis.
Elon. Max.
No, people know who you're talking about. Yo, shout out to all the Elons out there whose name's getting trashed. It's messed up. It's a nice name. There's a lot of Elons out here.
I'm sure there is. I'm trying to think if I ever met
plenty of Elons.
Have you met an Elon?
I've never.
I don't know any Elon.
I'm sure there's tons of Elons.
But it's got to be out there somewhere.
There's tons. It's a common name.
Yo, Freedom Friday happens tomorrow. You want to get after it. Participate. Say what you want to say. Feel how you want to feel. The lines are open right now. We start collecting calls early.
We could maybe hear from some Brogans. some muskers, some muskrats, some muskrats, some brogans, some can fans.
Yeah, we have some St. Patty's Day calls. We have some TikTok banning
calls.
Ebro,
it's whatever's on their mind because they just call right now. It could be about anything.
There it is, man. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.